creative journey is not an easy one. We're here to help. The Lightning Rod is a safe space to talk about branding, marketing, business, and the creative industry. Today's host is Tammy Nguyen.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of The Lightning Rod. In this series, Been There, Done That, Business Fears, we're going to be talking about client work and imposter syndrome all in one episode. That's going to be fun. And so the whole idea of the series is that I know there's a lot of business fears, right? So when you're trying to start a business, you're sitting there Google searching everything and you're trying to figure out where are the best avenues, what is the next step, what do you need to do, et cetera. I get it. I've been there. And so one of the things you're probably looking up if you haven't started a business before or if you haven't done freelance before is clients, the work. So if you're specifically in the creative realm, right? And if you're not trying to sell a product, so say like if you don't put your t-shirts and stuff on your, you know, not your t-shirts, your designs on t-shirts, on clothing, apparel, etc., this episode may not be for you, but I could definitely talk about that in another space. But I'm talking to specifically designers, photographers, anybody that sells your creative ideas as a service. So, you know, photographers, videographers, graphic designers, illustrators, and all people alike. You're probably wondering, you know, where the heck do I even find clients and where do I even start work? Is because I want to open this business, but I don't know where can I get the clients. And a lot of people on the internet are going to tell you, you know, word of mouth, referrals are important. You know, advertise yourself, marketing, et cetera. But I just want to tell you straight off the bat, if you just go put out an ad out there, it's not going to work. Maybe you'll get one person, but I don't even know if that's a quality client that goes all the way through. So sometimes that depends on luck. I really want to hone in on referrals. I also want to hone in on experience. So if I felt very lucky when I started my business was that I was already freelancing before. I just didn't know. So if you go back to my first episode about, you know, all of this, is that I didn't know that I was freelancing. I thought I was just doing graphic design work. And then later I found the term for it, which was freelancing. And then I realized like, you know, that is like a business, like freelancing as a sole proprietor, that is a business of its own. And that accounts for business taxes. Like, you can claim different stuff, claim your computer, you can claim the equipment, you can claim Adobe software, whatever, you know, those are things that you can claim for your business. And I didn't know that when I first started. And so when I started in 2013 freelancing, I just thought I was just doing graphic design work. But those clients that I met in 2013, 2014, 2015, those have become one of our most long-term customers now. Like they just basically come back when they need graphic design work because they've trusted me, they trusted my process, they trusted my vision, and they trust that I can give those directions to the team so that they can create something that they are in love with, which I think I would say roughly 95 to 98% of the time they are happy. There is always, you know, the small percentage that is not with it, doesn't like our vibe, doesn't like our design style, et cetera. And that happens in the industry. It doesn't matter what industry you work in. And so, you know, I think it starts there is referrals. So like start working. If you haven't, you know, if you're on the cusp of whether or not I want to start a business, start with the freelancing first. I really highly recommend it because freelancing, it really helped me understood contracts and it helped me understood negotiation and it helped me understood how to charge for the services that I provide. And now that I have a team on board with me, I have to be able to increase those prices to kind of fit and accommodate my team, the people that are working behind the scenes and making all of this happen, et cetera. And so freelancing really helped me understand all of that, how to talk to clients too, like all of this encompassed in freelancing. And so those clients eventually turned into, like I said, long-term clients and bigger clients for us now because they have a trusted resource that they know they can get something quality out of. And so that's why I recommend, you know, starting with that first. And if you're just going to straight out start with a business, like a design agency of something of that sort, it's going to be tough. Let's be honest. Like if you're going to try to start some type of agency like a photography studio or et cetera, it's going to be tough to get your first few customers. After you get a few customers, it snowballs from there because then people start recommending if you are good. Let's make it clear. So if you are good, you provide great customer service, you are accommodating, you have good pricing, competitive pricing, etc. People will come back to that. So it's a snowball effect. But to just, you know, out of one day you were sleeping, you're like, I want to open a photography studio, but you have no photography skills. Like, I think that's going to be tough. And a lot of people make it out to be like, oh, like, you know, one day I just realized, like, why am I taking all of these client photos, like, per session for all of these other agencies? Why don't I open my own? I think that's smart. I think that's after you have some experience and you've been in the space a little minute to kind of then open your own agency. That's totally cool. Like, I've seen that happen multiple times. And so if you don't want to start freelancing, I really recommend diving into the space first. So if you really want to open a photography studio, go work at a photography studio. And if you really want to open a design agency, go work for a design agency. If you want to do marketing agency, work for a marketing agency. You need to at least learn how that logistic works first. Every business has a different operations. Like, I've worked in design studios and I've worked in design atmospheres where, you know, it's client heavy and it's client centered. And while we are also client centered, there's different processes that we have to go through that I think, you know, may differ in how business operates, et cetera. I think those things are important in order for you to kind of work from there and build yourself a good studio, or at least a good, you know, design firm, marketing agency, whatever it is you want to build, to just overall build a good business. And then the final thing is that imposter syndrome is real. So if you're a creative, you most likely deal with imposter syndrome because you're always thinking like your work is not there, you're not up to par, you're there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of external factors that feed into your work and make you feel like I'm not worth it. I'm not meant to be here. And I'm just here to tell you that thing is so bad and it can't impact you if you don't let it impact you. Still impacts me every now and then. I think about it all the time, like 3 years in business, and I'm going back and thinking about, why did I even start this business? I don't even know why I'm here. But I really recommend if you go back on my imposter syndrome episodes, talk it out to somebody. Find like-minded tribes, find like-minded people, hang around those people, and they will amp you up. They will hype you up immediately and get you into the right space or back into the space you were meant to be in. And so don't want to get too spiritual in that. But if you're curious on starting a business and you just don't know where to start in terms of like client and getting work in, and I was even thinking about this applies to construction. Like, you have to have some type of connection. Like, I wouldn't think anybody just starts a business out of the blue and not have any type of connection to the industry. So if you want to start like a design agency, surely you know somebody in the space that has either done it before or has at least dabbled in it enough to kind of give you some pointers, to give you some space, etc. And so I think it just starts with that, is that start doing the work, start building up your own portfolio, start building up some type of credible look that shows that, hey, I can do this. And then eventually when you open the marketing agency, it just rolls. Or if you design the design studio, a construction company, etc., those kind of things apply. Like, after you build some type of rapport and you build some type of portfolio and some groundwork behind you, it's going to be easy from there. So if you're questioning why you can't seem to get any clients or etc., maybe you just haven't reached that point yet, and maybe you should start off as freelancing, or maybe you should go into a design studio or a company similar, work in that space a little bit and see how can you navigate from there. I don't recommend stealing clients. Do not do that. I really despise that, even though it hasn't really happened to me like that, but I really despise anybody that just gets into a company to steal clients and then bring it on over to their own company. I think that's just against morals. Like, I think if you were hired on, the person that hired you on saw a value in you, and for you to do that is just not good whatsoever. So don't do it, you guys. It's not worth it. Go in there with a mindset that you're here to learn. Go in there with a mindset that, hey, they're giving me an opportunity and I'm going to take the best that I can in terms of learning, in terms of understanding how the business works, et cetera, and then go from there. But do not take clients. They work very hard to secure their clients. And so it would be really bad to take those clients away from them. And, you know, and you may not, you know, do a good job, or like there could be letdowns or there could be disappointments in between, and that just isn't good, and it burns bridges along the way. You're burning a lot of connections along the way as well, if it doesn't work out well. And so I'll just end it here. I think that's a pretty open-hearted answer. So hopefully that helps you guys. If you're curious about anything else, I'm happy to talk about it. Our email is letstalk@thecreativefolks.org, and I'll be waiting on that email. Thanks, you guys. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Let's hustle.
know that we have an entire content library for you to learn from. Check out our website for more information. Thanks for tuning in today. The Lightning Rod is powered by the creative folks.